America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
The Debrief, November 6, 2024. I thought it would be fun, since we're just over the halfway point of the NFL season, to revisit some of my preseason predictions. I think we'll get a few laughs out of this one. A couple that looked good. One looked really good before an injury took place. But some ones that we could laugh at. Do we just want to go over individual stuff? Do we want to look at
Give me Donnie Football's
teams?
MVP in 2024. Who did he have?
C.J. Stroud.
Yikes.
Looked good for a few weeks.
That's aging like milk in the sun. I don't think it's going to go as badly as the Derek Carr MVP a couple of years ago, though. I think Stroud's going to get a little better and right himself.
Offensive player of the year?
Bijan Robinson.
Hey, he's been pretty good the last few weeks. I think it's three straight games of at least 100 yards from scrimmage. But
yeah,
no,
like
he's not going to win it.
Yeah, like he's having a
what
good year.
What am I doing here?
Like,
I'm trying to justify a pick that's not even going to come close to
yeah,
being right.
I mean,
sorry.
It's kind of like Stroud in a way. It's not like he's having an awful year. He hasn't been as good as he was last year.
I just think it's funny that the continuing joke has remained true there, that if you have him in fantasy football, like Algier gets these carries sometimes in the red zone, and it just drives people insane.
Do you have one that's like super clairvoyant, where you went out on a limb and you feel like your pick is going to end up being right?
I wouldn't say that. I mean, the guy I picked for defensive player of the year, he wasn't a favorite, but he was at least like a handful of names down the list.
Trent Jordan Watt?
No.
Is it like Devin Witherspoon or something?
It was
like
Aiden
that?
Hutchinson.
Oh, he would have won it.
There,
he would have
yeah,
won it. Like, he was going to win.
He had, what, like four sacks that second
game? I feel like you
game.
Were on the right side.
He had, yeah. They had like one of those just quarterback.
His injury happened, and I'm like, man, I would have won that.
Donnie,
thing.
They had one of those things that just like quarterback pressures, just all combined pressures. And I think like four games in, he had like 42, and the next most guy on the list at all defensive positions had something like 18.
I think he's still like in the top like
two or three.
To five
yeah.
of sacks and pressures.
Oh, yeah. He was
like
a monster.
Month.
He was insane.
Speaking of predictions.
Yes.
Do we think that that lady who put out the poll on Iowa, but it was her last one because she was retiring? Do you think she really had the data to back up that claim, or she just wanted to go out with this
with a
huge
bang?
Well, like out stuff, on a limb?
So she could have cost or made a lot of people money, because like people make bets on these elections based on that.
And
I guess her name was Ann Selzer.
Yes, and they viewed her as the
most reliable Iowa pollster, and she had very
yeah,
favorable for Harris polls. She said she will, quote, review the data after the results of the election.
What if I did that after one of my crappy-ass predictions went out?
Malzy, I said that the Steelers were going to win 35-3 over the Commanders. The score was 28-10, Commanders. I'm going to review the data that went into this prediction.
It turns into like a Mari paternity test. Oh, the lie detector determined that was a lie.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a tough. That's one of those. You said this is her last poll that she's ever going to like run. This is the last one of these she plans on doing.
Yeah.
Man,
I think
that,
she's retiring.
That would be like Dan Marino having his last game be like 62-7 against the Jags in the playoffs, man. You can't go out like this. Going out like a chump. What are you doing, Ann? You've got to come back. Her name is also so close to Ann Smeltzer that I always think of America's sweetheart, little Joey Smeltzer, too. Isn't
How
that
does,
his mother's name?
Yes. Imagine Joe's mom being
I
the person
love,
she would never
point.
Get it this wrong.
I'd love to know what
no
the
way.
I love to know what the method to her madness is in such a quaint state like Iowa. Was she going to diners and going to door-to-door
I'm gonna
polling
be on,
that way?
I'm going to be honest. I don't even understand how these polls work. So they just get people who are actually willing to respond to the question, and that's just what they do. What is an exit poll, too? They walk out of people are walking out of the voting booth,
yes.
And they ask them, hey, who did you vote for?
Well, they can't. I don't think they can be that close, but yeah, they're outside of the polling center, and they're asking those
questions. They walk out as these people are walking to their cars. Hey, who did you vote for, right?
No one did that with me, but yeah.
I would just, where are they
conducting
these
exit polls? Imagine a guy goes, Donnie, who did you go for? Jesse Ventura?
Let me tell you something right now.
He just has like a counter, like an umpire.
Was he the Green Party candidate, sir? No.
Reform.
I would say he's the only man in United States history to win out of the Reform Party.
There was some, and I can't say what I was about to say there. I'm going to edit myself. Wasn't there a guy?
Second time that's happened today.
Wasn't there a guy in, I think, Nebraska who had no political affiliation?
Said he was voting because his girlfriend was going to dump him if
No, I'm saying the guy was winning.
Oh, he's an independent. Yeah, he was the independent candidate.
And they
candidate.
Said, are you going to caucus, meaning are you going to
go with one side or the other?
And he's like, I'm not telling you until it's done. He was winning last night.
Did
Wait,
he end
I
up
did,
winning?
I did see
with
that guy
with 40
or
50% of the
I thought he was doing pretty well,
of the results in. And people were voting
I'm not telling you until it's done. What a lie.
Having no clue.
You'll just have to wait and see.
Just keeps everybody in the lurch.
It's like voting for the box of mystery that they give away at the Pirates
That's
game.
That's a great point. That's a great point.
Well, I don't really like the other candidate that he's up against, so I might as well just take a swing here on a guy whose whole platform is, you'll have to just vote me in and find out then.
Yeah, I mean, he would have to, like, be the most down-the-middle candidate basically ever if they didn't
and
have
I
a
think
clue
the picture
what
that they had of him was, like, him in either, like, a... He had just a hoodie on, I think. It was ridiculous like that.
What was he running for?
He didn't have... It was
pretty
either
high
the House
office,
or, the, or
it?
The Senate. He didn't have some... The screenshot they had of him, or the headshot they had of him, I should say, did not have a suit and tie on. He had a hoodie on or something like that.
They had to be sitting in that, like, that party, or like the, I don't know, like the rally party or whatever they call it, like, while the election is happening. You had to be sitting in there like a fan of a 16 seed or something in the tournament, being like, by golly, we're about to actually pull this off.
So if the guy is independent and isn't caucusing, if he's got, like, a ball cap on, it's got to be the Rob Lowe NFL hat, right?
It's just like a picture
just
of the
American. It's just an American flag. It's just like, well, I'm running in America.
It
here.
Just has what? The Nebraska state flag on it?
It just says elections. Pick your college sweatshirt.
You know,
it just,
really
says, just says elections.
And shame on me. I didn't see what happened with this dude. But with the amount of money that gets poured into this, I mean, think about all the campaign ads we've had on our show for the last couple of months. You would think both political parties would just fight like hell to make sure that that guy didn't get the spot. That's... To Donnie's point, that's bigger than a 16 seat over a one.
Dan Osborne's the guy's name.
Yeah.
Independent for Senate. It says his like Twitter bio, Union Steam Fitter Mechanic, Navy in Nebraska, Army National Guard veteran, father, husband, and independent.
What if he just ran on some, did you say in Nebraska?
Yeah.
He just ran on some like pro Nebraska football take.
Tom Osborne.
Pro corn.
He lost. He did lose.
Damn it.
He lost to a lady named Deb Fisher.
Was it close?
4 points. She won her last two Senate races by 19 and 15, respectively. His quote.
So he cut it pretty close.
He did. His quote, holy crap, what a ride.
I love this guy.
And what's his name again?
Dan Osborne.
Do you think they just thought he was related to Tom? They go in there, they see Osborne, they're thinking, that's good enough for me, this son of a... Bitch helped us win national championships. If he's any relation to Tom, that's gonna... I think Tom Osborne wasn't. Didn't he go into politics when he was done with football, Chris?
He was a congressman, I think, for a while.
How about the one guy...
What would have happened if this guy's name was Dan Solich? They would have actually elected him and then kicked him out a couple of years later?
The guy who lost to Ted Cruz.
Yeah, he was a Titans linebacker.
Yeah. Colin Allred, yeah. So I guess this Osborne guy, it sounds like, would have caucused with the Democrats because he was running against a Republican.
He said, I'm not telling you.
I know, but I feel... I'm looking at him right now. He's just got... He looks like he showed up just straight from work. He's got, like, the USS whatever hat on.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.